You're listening to the AJ Talk Show with your hosts, Aiden Valadez and Jaslyn Rodriguez. We are so excited for prom this year. We're going to be talking about this week's prom night, celebrations, the dresses, the tux, and where everything is. So, hello, Jaslyn.
Hello.
All right. The junior and senior prom night will be on Saturday, April 15th from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. This will be at the Spring Creek Event Center, and tickets are $25 per person, and the DJ is Mrs. Perderna.
Okay, so prom is already on the way. I hope everybody has a plan. If not, Aiden and I will give you insight about where to find a good tux, a pretty prom dress, flower ideas, dinner ideas, and just a general idea what to do for the big day coming up. So for all my ladies, I did some research about what to wear to find a beautiful dress. We have different shops here that sell really beautiful prom dresses. These businesses have been here for some time, and girls always find their perfect prom dress here. Here are my top three. Bliss Formals. It says Bliss is a family-owned business that provides knowledgeable stylists, current fashions, and a shopping experience that will leave a lasting impression. We strive to be your go-to formal wear store no matter the event, and appreciate all our clients and local support. So that's one of them. Jade and Madeline, we carry dresses for everyone. Remember, for all school and public events, we only sell one dress per school or event. We look forward to working with you and helping you find the perfect ensemble for your special event. So what's cool about Jade and Madeline is that when you go to their store, you know, you're shopping, they only allow that certain, you get your dress and they write it down, and that only dress is sold to you in like your school district. So it's really cool, you know, you don't have to worry about matching with someone or twinning with someone. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then our last one is all about the dress. Prom, pageants, and other special occasions allow the girls the chance to dress up and feel special. Check out our ever-changing closet as dresses go fast. Jazz up your look with some of our beautiful accessories that complete the look of elegance. So they also talk about dresses, but also some accessories. So if you have yet to find accessories for your outfit, like, you know, bracelets, earrings, necklace, then All About the Dress has it. Prom dresses are typically around from $150 to $600. I know that seems overwhelming, but once you have a set budget, there's many different dresses to choose from. Don't fret over prom dress because these stores have you covered.
Tuxedo rentals were found to run between $150 to $300.
Okay, so there's different ways to actually buy tuxes if you didn't know, Aiden. I don't know if a lot of boys know that because do they shop in themselves? I don't know. But you can always buy tuxes from JCPenney's to Dillard's. You know, if you're looking in for this area and not wanting to go out of town, JCPenney's and Dillard's have you covered. Yeah. Just buying a brand new tux, it's typically gonna run the same price of a tux rental, like $300, because you'd be surprised how many pieces there are in a tux, like the jacket, the slacks, the vest, you know, your button up, the tie, the napkin. I like to say, for me as a girl, you know, going with a date to someone for prom, the main thing we want for the guys to match, you know, you have to find the right color for the, you know, the tux, you know,
exactly,
because tuxes are like kind of difficult to really match, you know? So I feel like buying tuxes is a little bit harder than getting a dress. But I mean, it's just more of like, I don't know how to describe it. I've never been tux shopping. Have you been tux shopping, Aiden?
Not really. Tried on one when I was a little kid to go to somewhere special. I don't know exactly who it was. But it was a night of experience and awesome celebration and everything.
Yeah, so did you feel comfortable your whole night wearing your tux?
I sure did.
See, I think tuxes are like in that comfortable state of area than maybe a dress. But, you know, I feel like a tux and a dress are around the same cost area. I just feel like tuxes have more pieces.
Yeah.
So, now on to our flowers. I'm going to talk about the boutonniere. So, where to get a boutonniere? Now, typically for your date, you get him a boutonniere. Or for a guy, it's called a corsage, which Aiden's going to talk about the corsage, but let me finish my boutonniere. But for the ladies, we'll be focusing on the boutonniere. Now, if this is your first time to prom, a boutonniere is typically a small flower decorated that goes in their pocket of the suit jacket. Usually, you plan what kind of flower you want ahead of time and then go ahead and buy it. A boutonniere does cost around $10 to $25. So, with a boutonniere, it is small, but the whole boutonniere is supposed to match with your colors of your dress and everything like that. So, it could range up to price, whether, you know, what kind of flower, what kind of, you want, like, jewels on there, or it just all kind of depends. The places that I found around here that do boutonnieres is Sweet Cajuns. It's really cool because it's kind of like a bunch of like 3-in-1. So not only are they a candy store, but they have stuff where you can make homecoming mums and your corsages. So that's a cool place. McAdams Floral is another one, which I think me and Aiden both like got that, put that on there. So
they're Victoria Flower Company.
One. And then if you didn't know, H-E-B Floral does some stuff too. I think you just have to go up to the counter and, you know, kind of talk about it. And they also have some pre-made ones that are fake, which is really cool about fake ones is that they're going to last. So you don't have to worry about them, like, dying. So, Aiden.
Cool. All right, now we'll be talking about the main prices according to flowers and boutonnieres and corsages. So the flowers for prom are $12.99, ranging up to $21 for the main flowers and boutonnieres, $99 for the boys, and $75 up to $85 for the girls for the floral shop. Daisies and carnations are less expensive, while roses have price ranges of more. Tip, find out what color the girl's flower will be before notifying the florist in order to make things go well with the dresses. All right, Jazza, what else you got for this?
Okay, so I think we should talk about dinner together because it is something that's very tough for couples to decide on, dinner. So where do you eat dinner at? So before you even think about going to prom, don't forget to eat dinner. Dinner is the time you sit, talk, and laugh before hitting the dance floor. You know, it might be overwhelming to find a good place to eat dinner, so we're going to give you some tips and ideas where to eat. So whenever it's during prom time or even homecoming, for example, every restaurant's going to be busier on that time. Because, you know, every student, you know, they're going to different mini restaurants. And it sometimes gets very frustrating to find a restaurant that's not so busy. You know, you're not going to have a long wait. So
exactly.
I have some restaurants here that I thought were not only, I don't think we're going to have a lot of wait, but I think also they're pretty good food. They're kind of more like, how do I say it? They're not one of, like, the main restaurants you find, like Texas Roadhouse, Tokyo Grill, Yamato, the stuff we have here. So for my first one, I have Francis Maria's Restaurant and Cantina. It's mostly Mexican-based food, but there is some other stuff that you can get there. About for a dinner or two, it's about $30 to $45, which is not too bad to think about it for a dinner or two. You know, you have a lot of choices there. That one, it's actually near Citizens, so, you know, it's on the other side of town, but it's still pretty good food. Greek Bros Oyster Bar and Grill. So this place, it's downtown actually. It's a pretty nice place. It's very like, how do I say it? I wouldn't say rustic, but I would say it's like, I don't know. But a dinner there is typically from $40 to $55, which is still kind of in like that $50, you know, $60 price range, even if you want to add more extra dollars on it for whatever you get for dinner. But I think since it's a downtown restaurant, not a lot of people do go downtown for prom, you know, take pictures. But I mean, right after pictures, you know, you can just go straight to dinner. So that's kind of nice. And the last one, Joe's Pizza and Pasta, which I think, you know, the food is self-explanatory.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Especially the shrimp.
So a dinner around there goes from $30 to $45 again. It's more of a classic, I think. You know, I think it's in, you know, Olive Garden, you know, does have an extreme weight. I think it's another alternative to go to Joe's Pizza and Pasta instead. So, Aiden, do you have any dinner ideas?
Oh, yeah. I got some cool dinner ideas. You know. So, here we got...
We can cut it out.
So we got the Pump House,
which
is really good. Olive Garden, which, fun fact, recently went to. And it was awesome, and I think it would be an awesome restaurant for special traditions out there who want to join out for prom. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And also Tokyo Grill. Price ranges were between $50 to $75 in average for two people from all three restaurants. And depending on the order, the prices can go higher or lower. You can plan to include a 15 to 20% tip for the server.
So before we move, so before we move to our limos for Aiden, I want to make sure that before you think about dinner, always call to ask if they do reservations. You know, it's kind of a 50-50. Some don't. Some prefer, you know, just the walk-in. But I feel like with the walk-in, you're waiting longer. While a reservation, you know, it's not so long. So always call ahead to these restaurants that we said to ask if they do reservations. You know, just to, you know, kind of make your wait time a little less. So onto our limousines.
All right. That was, Jasmine, by the way, that was a very helpful tip for you, from you.
Yes.
And, you know, by the way, for future reference, you know, if anybody wants to go to these good restaurants, you know, now they know.
The reservations.
And it's awesome. Reservations, you know, tips and everything.
Yeah.
Planning out. All right, down to the limos for Palm. If planning to ride in style, a limousine can run from $600 to over $1,000.
A limo, I feel like that's more if you're going with a group of friends, which if you didn't know, yeah. You can always just go as a couple, or you can always just add on to a group of friends.
Exactly.
I feel like when riding a limo, that is best to have a group of people, because y'all can always all cut the price instead of, you know, putting on just one person.
Exactly.
And plus, a limo is kind of fun, too. You know, you have the lights, the, you know, the dancing, the music. So, you know, if it's your last prom, don't shy away from stuff that you typically wouldn't do. It's, you know, it's always best to just go out one last time.
Good. That's a good quote. That's
yes. So, coming to an end, I hope you took in all the information that we gave you. Prom is a very big day, and you should have fun doing that. And you should have fun during that whole day. I wish you the best of luck of prom, and I hope our information gave you the best. The ending. Closing.
Catch y'all again next time on the AJ Talk Show with your hosts, Aiden Valadez and Jasmine Rodriguez.
Hello. Oh my god, I don't think I'm supposed to be recording.